I'm just going to start recording right in the middle of the show and all. And I'm going to have to do the theme song over again, people. All right? So, sit back. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. When I've been down okay. But I just forgot put speaker on record. But I've been recording this and recording live on this, so on YouTube. But I'll continue talking about something else and all for the next hour, and I'll try to keep this on too, and keep this going, but yeah, you know, the whole thing, this gotta stop, people. This, when you graduate, keep your head up, keep your chest out, because life is getting ready to give you some punches, alright? It's getting ready to give you some punches, left and right. Sometimes you're going to fall, alright? It's not how hard you're going to get hit, it's how hard you're going to get hit and get back up and keep going, okay? It doesn't matter if you can keep going. You're going to see a lot of things going to hurt you. A lot of things. They're going to bring you down. Bring you down. Okay? That's my word to you. And I'm giving my word to you early, graduations. From everywhere, alright, and when you do start graduating around in the May or June, I'll come back and give you another graduation, okay? But really proud of everyone who made it to the school system, because American school systems is not that great, you know, this terrible, very terrible, and especially here in Baltimore. And when I see kids graduated from here to college, from high school here, I'm just hoping that they be something. They go and be somebody. Get the heck out of this city. You know, or stay in this city and rebuild it. And rebuild it, you know. Whatever you choose to do, you love your city of Baltimore, stay here and help rebuild it. Stop the crime and everything. I don't care who are you, black, white, Democrat, Republican. Work together. We can do it as a nation. No, Baltimore can take the lead. Show other cities and states how to get back up. You know, Baltimore used to be a good city. I mean, and it took some punches over the time. Now we knocked down. We got to get back on our knees, people. Even though that I don't want to stay here in Baltimore, you know, and live here in Baltimore, Baltimore is always going to be my home. Always. And reason I said that, because we can come back as a city and lead this country and show other cities that they can do the same thing. No. But it all starts with the communities in the city and the surround counties. Gotta change the difference. No. Gotta change. Because everybody's graduating. Look at the people in Harford County, Howard County. Mostly white schools out there, right? Yeah. Montgomery County, so on, Western Maryland, Eastern Shore, so on. Mostly white people, some black people, but mostly white. And they graduating, and they got good schools, they got good equipment. Never hear about those schools and all, but it's the inner city schools, the inner city schools. And it seems like no one really cares. Like the teachers from other elementary schools and high schools out in the counties, like the counties I mentioned, don't care about the inner city kids. And this show, this country is still divided, and it's just not right. You know, everybody have a right to an education, everyone. And being a teacher should know that. And I know we got black kids that are going to Harford County schools and Howard County schools. Don't get me wrong. We got black kids going out there. But but believe me, there's some parents, white parents, that just don't want them with their kids, Carroll County, all that, with, no, us. Still people like that. Still people like that. I hear about a lot about Gettysburg. Is any white people out there in Gettysburg, Maryland? You know, I just wonder. You know, is it Gettysburg, Maryland? I mean, I can't wait to get my license and get a car, cause I'm going out there. I'm just gonna see what's out there. You know. What's so fascinating about Gettysburg and around the counties and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, paired with the, what I'm gonna see. God help us. But you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying. This need to stop, man. We going forward. We're not going backwards. Everybody know that. Everybody know what going forward means. Mean walking ahead, not walk back. Walk forward. Walk forward. About face. Keep marching. Don't forget. But always remember. Always remember. But keep going. You know, and I'm just so glad things ain't like they used to be back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and all, and 70s, some of the 80s too. I'm just glad it's not real worse, you know, because my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, grandmothers, and grandfathers, and all, they all had to go to that era and go to school in that era. Thank God all of them made it. You know, all of them made it from school, graduated from school, and all that. And so glad that they made it, you know. And it just took a lot of guts. Took a lot of guts to get to that era, you know. Excuse me, I'm just trying to fix the microphone. But I'm just glad that we got through that, you know. So I'm gonna cut this short one off. I'm gonna keep the live screening going. And I'm going to say goodbye to y'all, to the video. Keep the live screening going. then I'll do what I can to edit it and everything, and then I'll go from there. So peace out, and don't forget, I'm on YouTube too. I'm on YouTube. So now all you have to do is just type it in, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. It should pop up. Go to YouTube, in that little white bar where it says search, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. It should pop up. Listen to the live stream, annotate. It's me doing my recording live on speaker, on speak, and talking about everything, okay? This is what this show is about, as you can see. And thanks for the sun and everything. I'm on speaker, and I'm just doing my show live. I'm on YouTube, streaming and recording a tape. I'm recording the tape on speak. I'm recording the tape on YouTube, and I'm doing live streaming on YouTube. So, but I won't be doing a live streaming that much. I'm just testing it. So when I go live on YouTube, I'll be going live on speak. But on this computer and this computer, I would be doing the videos and the podcast recordings. Okay? And I only go once in a while live. And it will be on both devices. This will be down, and I will be going live on this. Okay? So, you only get one chance to see me live, and that's the day on YouTube. So, go to YouTube, Corey Whitlock, CoreyWhitlock Podcast Show. Okay? Make sure it's you, Corey Whitlock, CoreyWhitlock S Podcast Show. Okay? Make sure you put the comma S Podcast Show. Alright? And you will find me. Put the likes. Subscribe to the channel, okay, and ring that notification bell, and when I put up a new video, you will get it, okay? All right, we're going to do this. Now, since I'm doing this on video, again, it won't be going to straight to Facebook no more, and I won't. You won't be automatically getting recordings on YouTube, because you'll be getting the video on YouTube. And you just go to live. Go live. See me.
Hello.
And I will be doing the live show. Live shows and recording shows. Okay? Push a like. Subscribe to the channel. Go to speak. Find me. Same thing. Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Get the likes up. Okay. Comment. Do everything you want. Okay. But I need your love. All my fans who've been listening to me a long time. You get to see me live. You get to see me on video. Now. You get to see me on YouTube tapes. I'm doing tapes. Live tapes. Get to see me. Get to see the show. Get to see the studio and everything. Okay? Sometimes I'm gonna be standing there, and then I will get the music on for YouTube too. Okay? So I'll have all that stuff. But when you do the recordings on YouTube, won't have the music right away. Okay, but I will, and it won't be on I'm already on Facebook too, so I won't be hitting the Facebook button no more. But when I finish doing it and edit it, I will be hitting the Facebook and the other ones, but the YouTube I won't be hitting no more. Okay? Because you gotta go see the videos now. Okay? Alright? Go subscribe to the channel and push the like and ring the bell. Ring that bell. Subscribe to the channel. Alright? And I will be showing you some content when I go live and all that stuff. Alright? Alright. Let's do it. So, now, what happened yesterday, this terrible, and I like to talk about the mobility service here in Baltimore, Maryland. I got one thing to say. -0, no stars, terrible. The call a ride from MTA, terrible. This terrible. We got like so many cab services and yellow cabs out there. You have to wait 3 hours just to get a cab, you know, and the cab drivers just don't want to do their job, you know. The company signed up to help mobility, and they call Call a Ride, and they supposed to be doing it. Soon they get it. I know they get it, because I see it. And they ignored the call. I see it, because when I be riding in the cab, they have like 5 minutes to pick up the job. If they eject the job, the computer will say, you just rejected a job. All they have to do is push a button on that tablet. You know? And they say, rejected a job. And all that. And some riders mad because they only get $3 when they do the car ride. You know? So what? That's why they call it a ride. Drivers. Because they get half price. You know? And when we need something, when we need you, we need you. We can't wait 3 hours, 4 hours just to get a cab. We might as well just wait for mobility. We want to wait 3 or 4 or 5 hours. You know? You're supposed to be helping mobility. Not making things worse. Not being the problem. But be the solution to the problem. The mobility just don't got its act together. No. It just don't. I think it's one of the worst services in Baltimore. One of the worst transportation services in Baltimore. And the cabs, they're just terrible too. You know? They're just terrible. You call a cab at 3:30. You don't get a cab until 5 o'clock or 5:30. 5 o'clock or 5:30. That's when you get a cab. You know? So, see you later. That's when you get a cab, you know. And I had to take the bus home, and I hate riding the bus because I can't hardly walk on my right leg that much now, and it hurts sometimes when I walk. And I'll be walking the store with Jessica to the dollar store. I'll be trying, you know. I don't know. I'll probably go get an MAI or something like that to see what's going on, but it hurts, you know. And I try to stay off my leg. And that's why, one of the reasons why I got the mobility service. You know, so I can just do what I can, you know. ride mobility. If they just come pick you up one time, you know, it's a whole bunch of mobility buses and stuff like that. What happened to the cars? What happened to the little mobility vans and stuff? Why can't you get those out in service and stuff like that? You know, transportation secretary, if you listen to me, you need to look into this. The person will charge a mobility program. You need to listen to this and look into it. It's terrible, people. It's a terrible program. Some of the drivers got attitudes. Some of the people who answer the phone definitely got attitudes. And the dispatchers got attitudes. No? Now I'm hoping they listening to this. Well, I'll have to take a commercial break. I have to get some coffee and stuff. But I'll be right back. And I will tell you more about mobility and why I got home late, you know, and all. But some people think it's a great service. Oh, they pick you up and take you everywhere. Oh, especially the new people who just got the service. They think they got something going for them and all. But wait till they start getting into mobility. When they start coming late and stuff. You know, some people who don't know how to schedule their ride. They schedule a ride the hour before their appointment. And that then mobility comes at the same time your appointment comes. You're supposed to be there at the John Hopkins. So you set your appointment for 2 o'clock. Mobility comes at 2 o'clock. You're supposed to be at the doctor's at 2 o'clock. That's why you're supposed to set your schedule way before your appointment and all. Just like yesterday morning. I just can't wait to get a car. I can't wait to get a car. But I don't think the guy knew what he was doing either, you know. I really don't, you know. And take me one half, pick me up, and then take me all the way on over half of town to pick somebody else up and take them to Target. And then he gonna ask me, you know, he gonna wait and drop that person off and then ask me where I going, you know. Come on. He should have asked me when I got on that bus, when I got on that stupid vehicle, where I'm going, and then drop me off. That's all he had to do. Oh, I can't find it. It should have been on your manifest. It should be on your Ranger. But he can't find it. But he found everybody else's and dropped them off. Dropped me off at 7:27. And I usually punch in at 7:14. No, so that give me the word before 7 o'clock or 7, so I can punch out early because my ride comes in the evening, comes around 3:45. So that's why I punch in at 7:14, because my ride, or sometimes I have to leave early and I punch out early, you know. And They just don't know how to schedule nothing. No, 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes from my place. From this place. Roden Avenue. Straight down Norman Parkway. And hit Roden Avenue. That's all you have to do. That's it. Howard Park to Liberty Heights to Roden Avenue. Two, three streets. Straight shot. But these people just pick other people on there, and then they dropped off this, then you gotta drop off that, pick up this. Don't have time for that in the morning, you know? Gotta get to work. But they don't care. They don't care. I'll be right back and tell you why they don't care. Welcome back. I had to go get some coffee, people.
Coffee.
But no, I don't know what I forgot what I was talking about, but we're going back to graduation. I'm going to already pray for all of y'all, okay? Everybody, I salute the people of our nation, all the people who protect us while we sleep, protect our freedom, our democracy, and all the rest. Those men are deserved in Memorial Day from past to present. We remember our soldiers, and that's why we got Memorial Day. And we love them. We love the things y'all do for all the people who died for this country to make sure that we get what we got today. That's why we celebrate Memorial Day. It's not like 4th of July or Reverend Day. That's the time that we celebrate the Reverends. Also in November. But this is the time we celebrate all the people from active duty to reserve to National Guards, past and present and future soldiers, and all the mamas, the dads, the uncles, aunts, uncles who serve in our armed forces, including the people who work in the space program. We honor those too, because they soldiers as well. And we sure have a day that we celebrate for the Challenger and the other space shuttle that exploded. Yes, that when they came in, they burned up in the atmosphere. We should have a special day for them, but we'll celebrate Memorial Day for them too, because they never get a mention. Never mention the teacher back in 1986, January 27th. Never hear them in the news, mention them in the news. No. Turbo engine. One day that thing is going to shoot and blow up. Waking everybody up with that beat up unturned engine. I know y'all heard that. Hate this neighborhood. But we celebrate those and those who fought for our freedom, you know, every day. Memorial Day is one of the greatest days. I remember having holidays, going over Uncle Harry, having cookouts, Aunt Nancy cookouts, and remember those days. Remember those days when the family used to get together, have those cookouts and stuff. Hopefully we still will still be doing that. You know? But I'm sure everybody gonna start getting together, because we've been apart for almost 2 years now because of this pandemic and all. everybody just starting to get back to the stores and getting their hamburgers, hot dogs, their grills and stuff like that, and cleaning off that patio for the last 2 years that you didn't use. And it's going to be nice to smell the fresh cookout again. Oh boy, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of them. Didn't have that much last year. We sure didn't have none the year before. So I know we're going to have some cookouts on Memorial Day. Right? Right, America? I definitely know we're going to be on the grill on the 4th of July and Labor Day. Right, America? So, let's start with Memorial Day. Okay? One of the things about Memorial Days, we got a special announcement from Disney, that I can't wait to see this show, just like I can't wait to see the other show, Star Trek, you know, and one of the things about Disney and Paramount, they just keep the fans going, you know, and I'm just so proud of them, just so proud of the studio, including CBS, who's part of Paramount, to continue this Star Wars and Star Trek saga generations and all, giving us TV shows and movies. You're going to get ready and make another Star Trek saga. That's great, you know. Even though you got angry reactions from the last three, you're going to take the money and make another Star Wars saga. And it's coming out in 2023. You know. Obi-Wan Kenobi, I think that supposed to have been a movie, but we were ready to get it in May. I'm not sure they was talking about May of next year or May of this year. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look again. Star Wars fans, do you know when Obi-Wan Kenobi is coming out? Is it coming out this year or is it coming out next year? So, one person probably know is Alexa. Alexa will know when Star Wars coming. Alexa! When is Obi-Kenobi coming out?
Here's something I found on the web. According to AnimatedTimes.com, Obi-Wan Kenobi does not have a premiere date yet. However, the series is reportedly expected to premiere on Disney Plus in May.
So, that's my little PA right there. I'm sure some people got him. I don't know if y'all heard what she said or not, but the puzzle premiere in May. Don't have no release date, but I heard on my Witcher call, they do have a release date. So, I don't know. Oh, maybe Alexa get some update, you know. But we'll find out. Supposed to be May the 27th. But I do know they've been showing commercials and they've been showing stuff on Instagram. But the most celebrated sci-fi show of all times, they've been advertising it on Instagram. I've been seeing some things that Spot be doing on Instagram. And then they have the little title, in 2 weeks. You know what that means, fans, community fans of ST? community fans. Also, STW, y'all fans too. Some of y'all fans of both. But you know what that means. And I know what the hardcore fans and the really tough fans saying. They better get everything right. Well, we humans, there's going to be some details that y'all going to spot, okay? But I'm pretty sure they got everything ready. It's not 2 weeks no more, people. No. It's not 2 weeks no more. It's 1 week. 1 week to go. When Monday comes, it's 1 week to go. 1 week to go. Well, actually, it is 1 week and a half until Thursday comes. Once Thursday comes, 1 week to go. 1 week to go. From this Thursday to next Thursday and next Thursday. So that was 2 weeks. Now, once we get past this 2 weeks, soon it will be 1 week. 1 week! Countdown has begun. The countdown has begun. Can't wait. So that's why I need all the fans to come to my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Subscribe to the channel. Put a thumbs up and comment. This is where you can comment. Really comment on the shows. Okay? I don't care if you don't like Discovery. Your opinion will be allowed. Okay? Even though I won't agree with it either, I will read it. You know? There will be one there. Just throw your opinion out there. You did it before. I read some of the opinions before. I don't care you're not a Discovery or Picard, Star Trek Picard fan, or Lower Decks fan, or whatever. Okay? They making this for you. Just for you. They making this for you. Not for fans for all the series. Who like all the series. They making it especially the special fans. You know. Who picky. The picky fans. Who's still part of the community family. That we still love. And opinion and everything. You know. Y'all spoke. We got it. We got it too. Even though I love all the series. And I think Deep Space Nine and Discovery is the best. You know. Maybe this is going to be up there on my shelf. As the three best Star Treks ever. Who knows. Prove me. Gotta prove to me. You know. Okay. We'll see. Okay. Can Christopher Pike be up there on my third Star Trek? Being the third best Star Trek ever? Can he be the third captain that I like the most out of the two? I like all the captains, believe me. But it's two shine that I like the most. And that's Sisko and Michael Burnham. Can Crystal Pike be the third captain to be on my best captain ever shelf of all times? My list. My shelf. Not nobody else's. Okay? I read and I look at everybody else's. Their top 10 and all. And that's great. You know? That's great. I love your top 10 and all. Or Star Trek episodes. Or the worst Star Trek episodes. And your opinion. You know. Because freedom of speech. That's what this great country is about. Okay. We love it. We grow up with it. We defend it. We got Star Trek with it. Hey, that's life. Yeah. Sit back. Old country doctor. Old country captain. Six pack of beer. Tray of chips. Old Republican living in the South with a farm, watching it with his family. Sit back with a six pack with his family and watch the original Star Trek. You got what you want, you know? But just don't down the other captains, okay? Just don't do that. Right? Because, hey, they're captains too, you know? And don't get me wrong, we got those Star Trek fans that put their nose up at the Captain Sisko and Captain Burton. You know, we got those Star Trek Donald Trump fans and all that unnecessary bullcrap mess. But we're not going to allow that in the Star Trek world. It's just not allowed. We see it on Star Trek because they talk about it, the race and all. And we see it because they put it in the stories, and the other worlds have the same thing. You know? And if we ever want to get there, we make first contact with other planets and stuff, we have to show those worlds how people is the same. We might go to a world that is the same just like ours, but it's the whole different world. Maybe we go to a world that is white and black people, but they are separate, living in different walls. Whole damn wall separate, you know? And it's our job to go there and teach them that all men is created equal, right? I don't know. We ain't get over our boundaries yet. How can we teach other people if we can't get over our difference and prejudices and stuff like that? But this, to me, if you're going to put that uniform on, that Star Trek uniform, just think of putting that military uniform on too, okay? The military was segregated at one time, but King Roddenberry never separated it. Starfleet. There was a number of black soldiers laying in the deck on the bottom low. You know? And it was just put together so right, you know, at a time ahead of its time. And that's why Star Trek and Star Wars is just amazing. And I'm telling you, you go to a Star Trek and Star Wars convention, you don't have to worry about your race, color, sexuality, or anything. What color you are, or who you love, or who you live with, or your finances, or where you at. Once you step into that building, you are loved by fans, community. You are a community. You have the same uniform on. You like the same thing. You might have the different opinions of the show or captain, but you're part of a community. You're a family. You're a family of thousands around the world. You're a family. Believe me, go to a Star Trek and Star Wars convention. You're not going to just see American there. You're going to see people all over the world there. Okay? And people laugh, you know, laugh at us. Because reality can't do it. But the Star Trek and Star Wars community can bring people together, no matter what background you're at or what kind of family you was growing up in. You know, once you step in that building, in the convention, Star Trek convention and all, you're a family. Okay? All that prejudice and all that dumb stuff, you leave at the door. Check it at the door. You know? And you just don't want to leave. When that convention is over, you just don't want to leave. And sometimes people will come up and change numbers with you to start other Star Trek conventions and stuff. Like Star Trek meeting. You go on Meet. It's an ad called Meet. And they got Star Trek people that meet to do Star Trek. Just talk about Star Trek and watch Star Trek shows and all. It's called Meet. I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that community. Even though I never been to a meeting or hold a meeting yet. But we got that. And I'm just asking anybody in Baltimore, all the Star Trek fans in Baltimore, let's bring a convention here in Baltimore. We can ask the Star Trek and Star Wars community to help us out. But let's bring a convention here in Baltimore. Okay? Downtown at the convention center. That's what it's for. That's what it's supposed to be for conventions. Let's bring one here in Baltimore. Alright? I mean, not just once a year. Every year. They got them in New York, Chicago, Texas, especially Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Let's bring them here in Baltimore too. Alright? And put the money together. I mean, make prices, low prices, high prices. Some of the high prices. Some people will pay the high prices. You know? And make it a package. You get this for $150, $250. You get this for $85. You get this for $35, $45. You know? But make it a package. Each package you get something different. And every time you have a Star Trek convention, you get the high package, you get a badge, and you walk in, right in, right? And you pay a year for that package, like $150, $250, you know? Same thing with that middle package. You get this so much with the middle package, and alright? I know y'all out there can do it, you know? I know y'all got connections and stuff like that. And I'm calling out to all the Star Trek conventions and all the YouTube Star Trek YouTube channels. Let's bring one here in Baltimore, okay? We need it. Our city need it. We need to show people how to come together and have fun. Alright, maybe they start doing conventions like football, stuff like that. But we need to be the first. Alright, like I said, you can break it down in a package and stuff like that. It's this solution, guys. Like the other podcasts that I made about bringing back the city fair and all. Tear those buildings down. There's nobody in them. And bring back the city fair and stuff like that. It's this ideas. Maybe people is writing it down, listening. Maybe they not. No. I know it costs money. Who cares? Take that money, put it back in the schools and all that stuff. And and the police department and all. So they can, if you do, do it. Alright? But this summer, you're going to see it in the empty harbor, just like you saw last harbor, even before the pandemic. You saw an empty harbor. You know, I mean, there's people go to the inner harbor. Don't get me wrong. There's people go down there because we got the National Quorum down there and stuff like that. That's still standing strong. You know, don't get me wrong. There's still people go down there to the restaurants and shop and stuff and so on. Still people come here. But we want to be back on the map. We was on the map at one time. When I used to go down there, when I'm age 14 to 21 to 25, 26, there always be packed crowd in the summertime. Always. It start dying off. Little by little, start dying off. Why? Why? People around the country, don't be afraid of Baltimore. Alright? Come here. Come here and make a stand. Show these murdering people that you're not going to run us off. You're not going to make us run. You're not going to make this city fall. Alright? And that's for any great city. Just get ready to fall into that darkness or crime and all. And running business and everything away. Stand up. Stand up. It's summertime, people. I'm going to check and see who's listening. You know. And that. We really need this. And I can't tell you this to give you ideas. Star Trek fans, Baltimore, around Maryland. I know we got some here. That's the ideas. Maybe you can come use that idea and come up with some more ideas. Put that idea together with some more ideas. But that's what the convention center is for. You're sitting there doing nothing. Built it for nothing. Over $2 million, $5, $10 million or more to build that thing. And they added two. They had one. They added two to it. A second one to it. They have conventions. Believe me. They have stuff down there. But we need stuff like Star Trek and Star Wars and science fiction conventions every year. Before 4th of July or after the 4th of July, maybe on the 4th of July. But we need it. That's time to get packed down there too at the 4th of July. But mostly it's local people. Then they start fighting and stuff like that. Can't enjoy the fireworks and stuff. That's why mostly our towners don't come here. And some people have their own fireworks in other counties and stuff. Because they don't want to come down in the harbor. No. So they have their own fireworks. Let's bring the love back. This is a great city. Let's bring the love back. Alright. Thank you for joining me on live YouTube. And you will see me on a video. YouTube, go to YouTube, Quay Whitlock Podcast Show, hit the like, subscribe to the channel, make your comment, because I'm not going to stop. Maybe your comment's good or bad, I'm not going to stop my show. I love my show, but I love y'all, love my fans. Thank you for listening. Once again, thanks for your prayers and everything. My prayers was with you. And it's so much more. Star Trek fans, Star Wars fans, let's give it a try, alright? Let's give it a try. Let's bring back the convention here in Baltimore. They have it everywhere else. Let's have it here too. So, good night, everyone. And let's get prepared for the summer. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And we love you. See you on the next episode of the Corey Willock Podcast Show.